HarperCollins presents The Status Game, written and read by Will Storr. O Athens, can you possibly believe what dangers I undergo to win good repute among you? Alexander the Great, 356 to 323 BC. Prologue. Life is a game. There's no way to understand the human world without first understanding this. Everyone alive is playing a game whose hidden rules are built into us and that silently directs our thoughts, beliefs, and actions. The game is inside us. It is us. We can't help but play. Life takes this strange form because of how we've evolved. As a tribal species, our personal survival has always depended on our being accepted into a community. Powerful emotions compel us to connect, the joy of belongingness and the agony of rejection. But once inside a group, we're rarely content to flop about on its lower rungs. We seek to rise. When we do, and receive acclaim from our people, we feel as if our lives have meaning and purpose and that we're thriving. In ways small and large, the conditions of life begin to improve. Back in the Stone Age, increased status meant greater influence, access to a wider choice of mates, and more security and resources for ourselves and our children. It still does today. So we're programmed to seek connection and rank, to be accepted into groups and win status within them. It's part of our nature. It's the game of human life. No matter where you travel, from the pre-modern societies of Papua New Guinea to the skyscraper forests of Tokyo and Manhattan, you'll find it. Humans forming groups and playing for status. In the developed world, we play political games, religious games, corporate games, sports games, cult games, legal games, fashion games, hobby games, computer games, charity games, social media games, racial, gender and nationalist games. The variety feels infinite. Within these groups, we strive for individual status, acclaim from our co-players. But our groups also compete with rival groups in status contests. Political coalition battles political coalition, corporation battles corporation, football team battles football team. And when our games win status, we do too. When they lose, so do we. These games form our identity. We become the games we play. Our need for status gives us a thirst for rank and a fear of its loss that deforms our thinking and denies us the possibility of reliable happiness. It's why, even as we raise ourselves so high above the other animals that we appear to them as gods, we still behave like them, and worse. Always on alert for slights and praise, we can be petty, hateful, aggressive, grandiose and delusional. We play for status, if only subtly, with every social interaction, every contribution we make to work, love or family life, and every internet post. We play with how we dress, how we speak, and what we believe. We play with our lives, with the story we tell of our past and our dreams of the future. Our waking existence is accompanied by its racing commentary of emotions. We can feel horrors when we slip, even by a fraction, and taste ecstasy when we soar. Up and down and up and down and up and down we go, moment by moment, day by day, from childhood to the grave. Life is not a journey towards a perfect destination. It's a game that never ends, and it's the very worst of us. But it's also the best. We wouldn't have raised ourselves above the other animals in the first place if it wasn't for the peculiar and particular ways we play at life. There are various strategies by which we can earn status. Humans strive for success, to be the best hunter, the best builder, the best cook, the best technologist, the best leader, the best creator of wealth. The game compels us to scheme and to innovate, to push ourselves to new limits in order to win. When we succeed, dozens, hundreds, or even millions of others might benefit from our play. Humans strive too to be virtuous, to win urgent moral battles, to rescue the imperiled, to lift strangers in distant continents out of poverty or violence, to create vaccines that'll defend the lives of people who'll be born long after we're gone. All such endeavours are a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?